Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the book of 1 Samuel, in the 16th chapter, we learn the story of the shepherd boy David playing the harp to ease the troubled spirit of King Saul. This was early on in the relationship between David and Saul, and it says in verse 23, "And whenever the evil spirit from God came upon Saul, David took the lyre, or the harp, and played it with his hand, and Saul would be relieved and felt better, and the evil spirit would depart from him." Now, you know as well as I do that music is nothing short of miraculous in so many ways. Anthropologists can thoughtfully explain how music emerged in early humanoid culture. How we got, though, from banging sticks to rocks to a Mozart concerto is nothing short of astounding, if you think about it. The effect music has on us is just remarkable. Music can lift our spirits and soothe our souls. Music can also agitate us. Music can bring tears to our eyes as it touches deep aches in our hearts. A stirring aria, country western ballad, a lively guitar riff can move us in ways few other artistic expressions can. Music is both spirited and divine. It can unite people in song, it can elicit deep and profound reflection, and it can even ease the troubled heart of an evil king. So I just want you to meditate on this simple question. What is your favorite piece of music? Of all the music you've listened to, what is your favorite piece and why? Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for music and for the way that music enriches all of our lives. It's a gift, Lord God, and a blessing, and we thank you for it. The way music can affect our emotions is both miraculous and divine. Thank you again for this tremendous gift. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.